This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are more mass shootings in the United States than in any other country in the world. It is not even close. I do not think Americans are more violent, are worse human beings. I believe we cannot accept this. Not now and not ever.
Hillary Clinton reacting to guns. This is a couple of weeks after Orlando. She's been talking about it on the campaign trail. Part of what we'll be talking about during this show, she gets a huge bump in the polls. How many of you are psyched that Hillary Clinton is on the high road, and how many of you are worried? While we see Brexit smashes into England, they dump the EU. It'll probably take 2 years. What does that mean for the United States, and what does that show as far as countries and their independence, which is what Donald Trump says, making America great again? Is he going to gain any ground piggybacking on what happened in England? Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you took some time out and got to go to the movies. Maybe you just hung out, chilled. Maybe you worked like so many of us do. Kate Delaney here is the captain of the ship called ATN, as I just mentioned. And remember, this show's for you. I don't care if you're left of left, right, right, somewhere in between. Don't even want a label anymore because you're so sick of it. But you always have a space at this table to certainly let your opinions be known. Plus, this week we have some great giveaways, thanks to my pal, Stephen Hewer, over at Synergistic Nutrition. He gave us packets. Oh, I got him. Knock, knock, knock at the door. I had a special delivery. It was this big, big box. And I wasn't sure what it was, right? So I opened the box, and he told me he was going to send packets for people. So we're going to give away packets of One World Way. My voice is better. I mixed. He suggested last week that I take One World Way and mix it with the seed oil, and sure enough, that in combination with one other thing cleared up what was happening to me, especially energy-wise, because I was zapped, as many of you have been getting this crud that's going around, so you can completely relate to what I'm talking about. So let's move to Hillary Clinton and the polls. Right now, you know, after what happened in Orlando, after what happened in England as far as their monetary system and voting to dump out of the EU, some political analysts thought that this would be perhaps an advantage maybe for Donald Trump. It's yet to be seen whether there's an advantage of any sort to that. But news makes polls spin, just like what happens on the markets. And we did see our markets dump after the announcement initially on this Brexit and the idea that the Brits decided, okay, we're out of the EU. There's concern that other countries will do the same. And what does that mean for the European Union? So Hillary Clinton, at this point in her run, appears to be getting much more of a bounce. So a national Washington Post ABC News poll that was just released on Sunday has her ahead of Donald Trump 51% to 39%. The Wall Street Journal, a little bit different, 5 points ahead versus what that other poll showed. So there's still a massive amount of window of time, because coming up, we've got both conventions. That's almost weeks from now. Hard to believe. Philly and Cleveland, the Republicans and the Democrats. But the controversy of the personal email server still is dogging her. What happened as she was Secretary of State? You know, was she being dishonest? What happened with the whole email thing? Now it's all about the general election. and it's Trump and Clinton for now. That's it. It's the two of them. They know it. That's why they're taking more swipes at each other. There's plenty of drama to go around. Plenty of drama that could drag either one of these two in a different direction on a daily basis. And then the next day, something different happens. Because we move so quickly now with the way we receive and process our information, let's face it. And at this point, Clinton is going after Trump in a very big way, as is he with her. So the polls, you can make what you want out of the polls, but she's doing the outreach thing. Minorities could be key here. What about the young vote? Traditionally not in play. Will it be in play this time? What happens with Bernie Sanders? And then, of course, what happens with the female vote? And at this point, it's kind of iffy in some circles with Clinton and on a hardcore path to winning the election in another sense, meaning that a lot of married women not on the Clinton campaign, not hip with it. Millennials and just a little bit over millennial singles absolutely on board with Hillary Clinton. So what a way to start this show, because there's a heck of a lot of other things going on, but we always have to take you back to the campaign trail because, look, we've been talking about it with some great experts and many of you, too, feeling the frustrations for years now. And it gets down to the point where we're less than 6 months away, where there's going to be a new president in November. And who is that president going to be? And who is the right president? No matter if this is the Republicans and the Democrats, these are the people that you didn't want. These are the people right now that are there. And the VP could play a very big part for both the Republicans and the Democrats. So the question on the table is, and think about that this week, who makes the best VP? What do you look for in a VP? You know, there's a funny comedic series that Julie Louise Dreyfus stars in, and it's on HBO, and it's called Veep. And, of course, they're mocking politics, because so much of this would be easy to mock, right? And the scenario is she desperately wants to be president, but she keeps ending back in that Veep role. So not to spoil what happened this season, but very much it mirrors some of what has actually happened in politics that we've talked about here on America Tonight. Now, the Veep, her character, the frustration is she has no power, no authority to do anything, is kind of sort of the cleanup hitter, has to constantly take it on the chin for the president. And in this case, the VP, to me, plays a much bigger role than I've ever seen in my lifetime. I think the wrong VP is not going to help. The right VP for both the Republicans and the Democrats could help tremendously. But who are those people? Coming up, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, reacts to what happened in England. Plus, major flooding in West Virginia. So sad. Too many people losing their life. And wildfires in California. Mother Nature, ooh, doing her number the last few days. Hang with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's the release to plead my case? No obvious, just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me down from trouble.
Older people, it's worked all their life for what they got, and in this one day, it's all gone.
This has been horrific. A nightmare. I mean, there's no words can explain.
Sadly, for the people in West Virginia, it has been a nightmare. I've say this a lot, but it's really true. And it's the world we live in, right? We know that we could be one step away from a disaster that could claim our house or hurt our friends or family. But it's the loss of life that is so difficult. We can replace things. We know we can replace things. We cannot replace loved ones. Once something happens, once they're gone, they're gone. And unfortunately, so many tried to help as people were being washed away. And it was that flash flood scenario that we see, that extreme weather that bubbles up. Even if you know rain is coming, it's not the kind of rain that you're expecting. So, you know, officially they're saying at least 23 people dead in the West Virginia flooding. And it truly was people, for the most part, who were in a panic because they found themselves in all of a sudden an untenable situation where they didn't realize that their car was going to all of a sudden float. And, you know, if you think about this, when you think of flash floods, remember it was back in 2010. I remember I was on the air and we were talking about how sad it was. We talked to people in Tennessee, people that died in Tennessee and Kentucky and Mississippi. When you get 10 inches of rain in a very brief period, you see the creeks and the rivers overflow and there's massive rescue calls and there's flood debris and there's power lines that are down and down trees, and it's very tough to get to those people. When you see that, all of a sudden, that wash. I know I saw Senator Joe Manchin out and about talking to the people, and there are just dire people in need. The governor declared states of emergency in 44 counties. And, you know, this is a continuation of what happened at the tail end of last week. They've got National Guard all over the place. And that includes when we talk about you know, Homeland Security, emergency management, that kind of stuff, with the 23 deaths. In Greenbrier County, you had 15. And across the state, it was much the same scenario, the high waters. But especially when you talk about creeks and rivers and just trying to warn people to pay attention, evacuate sooner rather than later. And now it's a matter of cleaning up and going through the debris, because the debris, frankly, is just unbelievable. You had people stranded all over the place. In fact, I heard a story about 500 people that were stranded at a mall. They were at a mall shopping. 24 hours that started for them on Thursday, because rain washed out an access road and they were safer where they were. So that's, you know, where they had to stay. So what people saw, the ones that were surviving it, they saw homes, cars in White Sulphur Springs, just boom, washed away. Someone else described in Greenbrier County a home that was burning on fire while it floated down a creek that I've actually been by, Howard's Creek. And just, just absolutely awful, awful stuff. Again, 10 inches of rain. Picture yourself in this. What do you do? 10 inches of rain that falls in such a quick amount of time. Do you know the area around you? It's a good reminder to know where the water is in and around your towns. You know, just as a quick aside, there was a golf tournament that was impacted by this, because White Sulphur Springs is where the Greenbrier is, which is a famous hotel resort, if you will. And they were going to host the PGA Tour's Greenbrier Classic on July 7th through 10th, but the PGA just said, of course, we're canceling it. The course is just completely wrecked. It's just terrible. There's no way we could have it there. But they're not worried about the PGA stop. They're worried about the people that are there. All right, I want to move back to London for a second and what happened with the Brits deciding they weren't going to be part of the EU any longer. Our Secretary of State, John Kerry, had this to say about what to expect as the markets roll out on Monday.
So I am looking forward to my meetings tomorrow, when I will meet in both Brussels and London, Brussels with the EU, and of course in London, in order to determine what they're thinking about the transition and the process ahead.
Yeah, what's that transition going to look like? It's going to be like a two-year process, probably. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Wow. The most civilized country in Europe, and maybe in the entire world, all right, has decided to take an extreme action, something that no one thought they would do, something that everyone told them they should not, they could not do, that they would suffer incredible amounts of consequences. And guess what happened? The English people took an extreme action, and they were successful. And people in the United States and everywhere else are now thinking, maybe I can do that too. You know, it's like before this happened, the American people, if they saw, you know, a little stream that was 2 feet wide, they might jump it. But anything long, you know, anything wider than that, they would have to maybe, you know, think about it. And then, now, sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. And you know what? There's a lot of people now going to go vote for Trump because they're going, well, you know what? If the British left the euro, we can definitely vote for Trump. And I just think that this is just like Donald Trump said, Independence Day, but not just for the UK. It's for a lot of people who have been scared into staying where they're at. And now they're going to jump farther than they did before. Like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it did show you that. It did show you that, listen, this being governed basically by certain rules that are part of the whole scope of the European Union, the people said, forget it. We don't want it. Whatever. We'll take what else is in store. Forget that.
And I saw a graph. I'll send it to you. But basically, the people who voted against the euro, the people who wanted to leave, for them, they thought immigration was a bad thing, and the people who wanted to stay thought immigration was a good thing. That's where it really broke down.
Yeah, it's immigration. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. You know, you can use all kind of other PC, politically correct terms, and so you don't, you know, touch anybody's hot button, but basically, you cannot have your borders non-existent. You can't have, you know, millions of people coming into your country who don't share your values, and worse than that, who share values that are abhorrent to your values. You know, you talk about war on women. You know, the religion of Islam has women, you know, in the desert at 120 degrees, dressed like they were Eskimos.
Yeah.
I mean, and you talk about war on women, you know, they get raped and they get blamed for it. And this is the type of mentality that is coming into our countries, and we do not have, you know, the wherewithal we're not set up to try and change people's minds.
We
expect people to come over here and join our values, not bring, you know, values that are opposite to ours and that are detrimental. You know, this is going to help Donald Trump, and everybody I talk to on the Hillary side is afraid. The first thing they say is, well, I'm afraid. You know, I think I'm afraid that this may lead people, and you know, I'm afraid. You just hear that again and again and again.
Yeah.
It's opened up the runway, and people now are going to start going with, you know, attitudes and solutions that before were politically incorrect.
Incorrect. All right, so that's a good place to stop this. Tomas, thanks. What do you think? Is he right? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Of devastation is on these people's face. Ladies sitting over there with oxygen tanks. You know what I mean? Everybody's lost. I've lost everything. All I got is what I got on.
It's just unbelievable. I've never seen this much damage from a fire up here.
Yeah, putting it all in perspective, we told you about what happened in West Virginia. Now we go to the left coast and in California. Acres and acres and acres have ravaged California. They say at least 2 people killed, nearly 60,000 acres because of these wildfires. And as somebody who lived in California, and I was a TV anchor and reporter, I covered some pretty wild fires when I was there. And what would always happen is some people would linger and they would take their hoses out, anything, just try to wet down the houses, just praying, hoping they weren't going to lose everything. And then you'd have animals that were trapped, and any of us, anybody who was in a car, news crew, we just take the animals in, take them to, you know, wherever. But this is bad, because look at the firemen. If you know any firemen, boy, pat them on the back. What a job they do when they're called into action. And they've been called out a lot to fight some incredible fires. 4,500, 6 different fires we're talking about. So it's not one fire, one area that's crazy. We're talking about parts of Southern and Central California, baked. Ventura, Santa Barbara, Kern counties, the mountains of Los Angeles, where it can jump over the highway. They say the amount of homes is about 150. They're going through neighborhoods trying to find, and in one mobile home they found some bodies. They said that forensic investigators have to go in because it's that bad. And yet entire blocks. Imagine, think of this for a second. Close your eyes. Boom. Boom. Your block is gone. In West Virginia, some people saw that. And a different kind of mayhem, fire in California. People there saw it. You know, and Acreage is how they, of course, loss of life, again, the most important thing, but Acreage is how they determine what are the worst fires. And this is going to rank right up there. Of course, state of emergency. Governor Jerry Brown has to declare a state of emergency because they got to bring in firefighters from all over the place. And it's the brush. The brush goes up, and it sounds like a freight train. Someone described it one time to me that I interviewed that was in the middle of a bad fire in Santa Barbara. They said, you know what? It sounded like a freight train, and that always stuck in my head. And I saw that quote somewhere from somebody that they said it was just like a train was coming through. It's that quick, and it's like a tinderbox. It goes up so fast. And either people don't know or they try desperately to hang on, hoping, oh, that fire is down there. It's kind of close, but it's not going to come up and touch me. That's not going to happen. And unfortunately, it's that same thing. It's the, do you dash? Do you stay? What are you, you know, how bad is this? Can we come back to this? What do we possibly do here? So you can see as we kick off the week, we scramble in a few different directions. It was definitely a week after the British political turmoil, which is just deepening after the EU referendum where the people said, what's going to happen? What does that mean as Britain basically breaks off or divorces any attachment to the EU? It's definitely going to change things. But good for the people to stand up and vote and not let people tell them what they need to do. This is how they voted. And some of this, a lot of this, has to do with the immigration struggles that you don't hear about a lot unless something terrible happens that are taking place in England. It's going to take a couple of years to sort it out, but it will be sorted out. It will be sorted out. And then that becomes kind of the test pattern for any other country that's part of the EU that says, you know what, why are we in the middle of this mix? Why do we have to be in the middle of this? We don't. So I we're going to bail. And I think you're going to see some other countries bail. I really do. I mean, we've been talking about the fluctuation of currency for a long time on the show. And now we see that in England, they don't care what the trend says. They don't care what they are being told. It's about, no, this is how we voted. And whether this throws us into a little bit of uncomfortableness, and it's a little bit of a chaotic situation, that's okay. Bye-bye to David Cameron, because who is going to replace the Prime Minister? Who knows? He's going to resign by October. So the referendum, in case you missed it, was a vote of 52% to 48%. Scotland's leader, Nicola Sturgeon, is saying she might try to block the UK's exit from the 28-nation EU or hold a second Scottish independence referendum. Every district in Scotland, because remember, Scotland, voted for remaining in Thursday's referendum. In the Labour Party, you had a bunch of resignations or some people that were dismissed as a result of the deal. And the key thing here is, as I'm blathering on about the UK, we care for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, they are a close ally, so we're not looking for them to fall on their rear ends completely and have everything ripped up. But the people voted for change, so change it is. John Kerry, who you heard in our last segment, is going to be the first American to visit London and Brussels since the referendum. And it's just going to say we support both capitals. There is some uncertainty that's been injected into the financial markets, and we saw the plunge on Friday. It might be volatile for a couple of days. But this is Brexit. And the battle is over. Now it's about who's next for prime minister, what our relationship is with them, and what does it mean for your 401k, if you have one, if you're lucky enough, by the way, to have one, or anything to do with your money and your future. I'll tell you the scary thing that I just had this conversation with somebody about is Social Security. So while we're worrying about what's going on in the EU, what's going on with Social Security and our democratic government? How much have you paid in to Social Security, and how much do you think you're going to get back in the end? For some people, especially, Social Security is a bloody lifeline. No Social Security, which isn't a heck of a lot, no matter what you made. It's not like you're getting some, it's not like a pension, but it's money that is necessary for survival. Getting that Social Security money. In fact, I know someone in that situation where that Social Security money absolutely is what's keeping this person enough afloat with what they're doing. And it wasn't for lack of, oh, I'm lazy, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. No, I never worked for, my buddy never worked for a company where they had great benefits. So think about Social Security. That's what we should be thinking about. What's happening there? How does that affect us? Right? Coming up on America Tonight, some odds and ends. Sadly, we're seeing kind of maybe the deterioration of a famous coach, also a crazy roller coaster derailing in Scotland that leaves you questioning the security of some of these rides you put kids on. I mean, you can't walk around paranoid, but I saw the footage of that, and I thought, I can't imagine being a parent what that would feel like, thinking you're fine as that roller coaster descends and falls apart. I mean, has to be the worst thing that you can imagine. And by the way, coming up in our next hour, a conversation that I had earlier in the day with Fred Dreyer. If you remember him, he used to be, he was an all-pro for the Los Angeles Rams, but he also was the star of a TV show called Hunter. And now the Rams are back in Los Angeles, and we got to the nitty-gritty of not just what's going on with the team and a move and how that affects people, but also what about players, you know, and talking about Social Security and what people have to live on, the benefits for some of the players in the NFL, the all-American sport that everybody went to, still does, goes to see. Now players making so much more money, but back in the day, not making that much money at all. So what's happened to their pensions and the fight for more money for previous players so that they can survive with some terrible ailments in so many cases for what they sacrificed. And wait till you hear what he has to say about that. And then, again, that's if you stay with us, hang with us for our next hour. If you miss it, remember, you can always download the shows. A lot of you tell me you do that. You can easily do that if you go to a couple of places. You can go to GCNLive.com. I know a lot of people, because we post them here. You can go to TuneInRadio.com, TuneInRadio.com, and you've got the archived shows there. So if you, wherever you're listening to me, if you happen to miss it, or you're not off, or you have a different schedule, don't fear. You can always find a way to dig up America Tonight. I'll meet you over the fence.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For all of you listening right now, you can always hit me up on AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Go there, click on contact, bada bing, you are in. My ode to the Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, years ago dying. Oh, I love that show. I know. My friends give me grief. Oh, so violent. Why do you like it? Because there's funny things in it about the Italian culture that I found to be pretty funny. Anyway, go to contact. Go to AmericaTonight.net. You can hit me up there. If for some reason you can't get through, go to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. It's just that easy. So if you hear something or you're doing the thing where you go to TuneInRadio.com to listen to something you missed, then easily you can send me your thoughts. No problemo. I don't know if you had a chance, because, you know, we're talking about so many things that have happened in this past handful of days, but did you have a chance to go to the movies? The movies this week had some pretty big box office, because it's been kind of a down year for movies. And traditionally, some of your bigger movies come out anyway in the summer, which makes sense, because you have kids that are off from school, and kids are going to go to movies, and of course, that's exactly when you want the release. So, There was this one movie, you might have heard of it. It's called Finding Dory. Here's a little snippet of it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family. I miss them. You know what that feels like?
Yes.
That we better get going. I just think that's
all the day you hold. All right, so it's about a fish. You know, this is the follow-up to a movie that came out a long time ago. I remember taking my nephew to it, Finding Dory, $73.2 million. So finding some big appeal. And, you know, it's going to be bigger. Its current domestic total is $286.5 million, and nearly $400 million worldwide. They think that this movie, Finding Dory, is going to be a $1 billion hit for 2016. Well, that's a way to bounce back. Pixar animation could not be bigger. All right, then there was the second part of Independence Day. Remember Independence Day that came out in the late 90s? And, you know, anytime as Americans we can kick somebody's butt, we know we get revved up about that, right? Yes, of course. And this time we know it's aliens, right? So Independence Day Resurgence, which sounds a little like this.
Why are they screaming?
They're not screaming.
They're celebrating. They're coming back.
$41.6 million in its first couple of days. I think that gets pushed up a lot higher, too. They're saying, you know, the first Independence Day debuted a little bit higher. Resurgence down a little bit from that. I have to tell you, I went to go see it. I actually went to a movie. It's been a while. We do the cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend because I think it's a lot of people do the escape thing, and that's movies. And I'll tell you a funny story. We go to this place. It's called the Alamo Draft House. And it's kind of a hip, cool movie place. And when we get the tickets, the guy says to me, "Hey, do you want a special lanyard?" I said, "Yeah, sure, lay it on me." And he gave me this lanyard. It was in a package, and it had a picture of an alien on it, and it said Independence Day, real 3D. And luckily it wasn't 3D, but I thought it was kind of funny that he did that. And actually for Resurgence, I thought it was fine. It was just the original. It's, you know, you're not going to, if you like the original, you'll like this one. I mean, it's not going to, there's special effects, you're going after aliens. I don't know. What do you expect from that movie? That it's going to be incredible, it's going to blow your mind when you leave the theater, you're going to have all these revelations? Of course not. That's not what it's about. It is about the effects and the aliens and all of that. I will tell you, the aliens look pretty real. They do. Not that I know what an alien looks like, but from other movies and piecing things together, I would say they did a pretty good job with it. Let's put it that way. All right, zigging and zagging in a few, you know, other directions. There was this, I mentioned this already, this is terrible what happened in Scotland. There was a roller coaster accident where the roller coaster went off the tracks, but I could tell by looking at the coaster, it was like a kid's roller coaster, you know? And sadly, and luckily, nobody was killed, which is shocking, but sadly, this roller coaster not only comes off of its, you know, comes off of the track, but it also careens down onto another ride where there was really young kids. So there were 10 children that were hurt. And it's an inverted roller coaster, so it means the riders were hanging in gondolas, basically, is what you had. And they went down, whipped down on this other ride. So you had two adults that were also injured. Immediately, they scrambled and got ambulances, and, you know, you could see the shock. And now that we live in this world where you instantaneously can take pictures, you saw some terrible pictures from there. And, you know, there was five gondolas, that connected on a train, and the ride is called the tsunami ride, no less. They detached from the rails. struck the structure and then hit the ground. It fell less than 20 feet, so that helped a little bit. But they were coming around a bend, and at that point is where it detached, which is why it, you know, flew down. And or where it flew down. So anyway, you know, we've seen the shock, these poor kids. We've seen this a few times happen at some of these amusement parks. And, you know, I'll tell you, I was listening to what some people had to say, and they said, boy, I really feel like I barely survived this. They say it's a malfunction of a broken lift chain, and it's just lucky that they didn't have a bunch of kids that ended up being killed as a result of that, because of the way it came down and crashed down on the crowd below. Just absolutely awful. All right, moving from that story to this one, you know, we talked about those terrible storms and what happened in West Virginia. And luckily, because I think a lot of people were trying to make their way to Pat Summits, but Pat Summits, they say the last few days have been very difficult for this Tennessee storied coach, a woman's coach for the Volunteers, and, you know, someone who transcended, I think, the basketball arena of women's basketball. But she's got Alzheimer's, and her family's issued a statement asking for prayers, and, you know, she's 64. They're saying that she's surrounded by people who mean the most to her, and it's been all over her foundation website. And you had people flying in to come in and spend some time with her, like former players and, you know, and whatnot. But I had a conversation one time with a very famous coach, Bobby Knight, from Indiana, just by accident, because he was in a station where I was. And I asked him who, I don't know how we started talking about it. I said, besides yourself, you know, who do you think is the greatest college basketball coach? And he said Pat Summitt, that she was, like, amazing. And she coached from 1974 to 2012. She won 8 NCAA championships, and she's only surpassed by John Wooden, the great UCLA coach, with who had 10 winning titles. But what a sad, sad story for just a terrific, terrific coach who announced and surprised a lot of people when she had gotten Alzheimer's. So we wish her and her family the best in a very sad, sad time. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.